You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Boy, I just got a meme, and this just, you know, I'm just sharing this because it's pretty funny. I shared this with Turtle, and he didn't laugh because he's not liking things today. He's not liking that the brilliant Dukes and Bell phone calls that we've taken all afternoon is really suppressing his thought process. Guy hit me up. Who sent this to me? Who did this? Let me see real quick.
Who?
Before we get into, and by the way, there is news that the Falcons, so they've done something. So stay there. We're going to tell you. Oh, DJ Diesel sent this to me. And the meme is, it's a picture of Desmond Ridder. And he says, Ridder was so bad that the Falcons signed a starting quarterback and drafted a starting quarterback. It's funny to me. Anyways.
Is the news that they signed a cornerback?
No, it is not.
All right.
They have picked up the fifth-year option of Kyle Pitts. You don't have anything to say about that?
I mean, in light, Carl Dukes, of events of the past 72 hours.
You mean the brilliance of this draft?
Yeah, I'll give an indifferent shoulder shrug to this. Because let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Were they ever not going to pick up the fifth-year option on Kyle Pitts? Unless he got hurt again last year, then
yeah,
maybe they wouldn't have.
I'll say new regime, okay? You just never know how coaches come in and say, what's the deal with this guy? What's going on?
But he was a Terry pick, wasn't he?
Arthur Smith.
He was the first one.
Arthur Smith and Terry, yes. But you just never know. I mean, we all assume, like, everybody just goes, yeah, those guys are there. But, yes, I do agree with you. I feel like I almost think they had to, Turtle.
They did.
I think they had, only because this is, as I've told you guys, I need to see the dog in Kyle Pitts. It's not personal. It's just I got to see him be as productive as we've ever seen him be this year. And there's no excuses. He's not injured anymore, so he's coming off of that. But, yeah, I think you have to figure it out. And if he has a monster year, which I hope he does, then this makes it really easy going into that fifth year if you want to give him an extension and you're moving forward. But you know what? If he doesn't, fourth overall pick that you might feel like is a blown opportunity.
Well, here's even, I think, greater than that, as much as that's a tough pill to swallow. The toughest one would be you let him walk, he goes somewhere else,
yeah,
and he turns into the second coming. Because it's in there. It's in there.
Where's it at, though?
He's been hurt. Listen, I think that swept under the rug is not the right phrase, but I can't think of a better one right now. He was really injured.
No, he was.
Like, it was to the point where it affected him for well over a full calendar year.
No, I do agree with
that. And that bled into the better part of two seasons.
Well, that's why I didn't ride him hard last year, knowing that was part of what was going on. We wanted more production. You'd see him on the field. They really didn't throw a whole lot to him. He was out there, but again, you had to count for him because you think, well, Kyle Pitts is on the field. But I totally agree with that. I think that that's part of what happened. But as he gets healthy and he comes back, I need to see a dog.
And when you see – but that's the thing. When you say dog, I think he's gotten a bit of that reputation, partially unfairly so, because the two sides of the coin is right. If you're on the field, you got to play.
Got to play.
And you got to play 100% to the best of your ability. And there are some people – that I think believe that Pitts may have, you know, not giving his 100% effort on every play.
Yeah.
But how much of that was him trying to make it work on the field, but just physically not being able to? And to his credit, he didn't complain. He didn't come out and say in press conferences, hey, people, what do you want me to do? I got half a leg here that I'm working on. He did his thing. It wasn't what we wanted from him, but he didn't be in moan and complain, and now he's got to prove it here.
And they picked up the fifth-year option. So it's this season, so that would be next season, guys. And, you know, again, I think this is a smart play and understanding where you're at and what's going to happen moving forward. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Earlier today, I simply asked, have you come off the ledge?
No.
I tried, and I think I have successfully helped thousands of people today. Despite you and Oren double-teaming me today and coming at me with all of this nonsense about why I should feel a certain way. As a matter of fact, you wanted me last hour to feel bad, like, for Kirk Cousins. What's up, Kirk? You wanted me to, like, pull out my box of Kleenex. I just want you to hear this. I said I don't feel bad. You told me, oh, he needs to know, and he's gotta do this, and he should be in on all this stuff. You always do what's best for the franchise, okay? Colin Cowherd, if you don't believe me, listen to what he said about this whole feelings thing.
It's an insurance policy for a year, and then it's going to pay you potentially year 2 to year 15. Who cares if Kirk Cousins upset that they drafted Michael Penix? Aaron Rodgers was upset when they drafted Jordan Love. Favre was upset when they drafted Aaron Rodgers, and they're both better than Kirk Cousins, and they were both in their prime. Kirk's not. Who cares if he's upset? He's made more money, seriously, than Brady at quarterback. He'll get over it.
Oh, stop it right there.
This is not a...
Stop it right there. This is a business.
Can I remind you of something, though? As fun as that was to hear from our boy Colin and all.
Yeah, I mean, you want me to get the Kleenex out?
Last time the Falcons did this, the best player this team ever had said, I want out.
What are you saying? Kurt's going to want out?
The last time they did this, Carl, go over the head of the quarterback, do something that was not best for the state of the franchise, but do something that they thought was for the future. See the commonality here? The best player in franchise history left your building, and he never came back.
Yeah, listen, and by the way, congratulations to Matt Ryan. If you haven't heard, he's going to be on the CBS studio show.
Yep.
Boomer Esiason, we mentioned this earlier, and so we'll see a lot more of Matt during the season, but Matt is going to join JB and Nate Burleson and Coach Cower and J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Yeah, so Matt, but here's the other part, though. That is different. The team was literally looking for its next guy. They were hoping that it would be a nice succession, but sometimes it doesn't play out that way. So I understand where you're coming from, but I don't agree with it. Like, that you were looking, Matt knew this. They were trying to figure out where they were going to go when Matt was done. Hell, we all want to play until we can't play anymore. It's rare that ever happens, Turtle. So,
Matt didn't feel like he was done. And after 15 years for this franchise, everything he gave.
What are you doing, Indy?
That was not his.
Whoa. What are you doing, Indy?
He wasn't good.
Then that's my point.
But the team sucked around him. And what was the team the last 3 years he was the starter in Atlanta?
Not good.
Terrible.
Not good. And I don't disagree. Listen, the team slowly deteriorated around him. But, you know, it's not like Matt was able to go to Indy and pick that team up. Now, he talked about this in his press conference, I think, last week, where he was talking about the stuff that he was going through. Again, nobody knows privately what people are going through. His wife was pregnant. I mean, you could talk about all these different things. Not the ideal situation the way you want to go out. But the fact of the matter is it's still a production business. So they were looking, and now this gets back to our draft. Because if you're just joining us for the first time today, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Your number one
sports station, your number one sports show. I love, and by the way, I loved it Thursday. When I laughed on Twitter and told you guys and said, hey, we'll talk tomorrow, I didn't have a problem with it then. I don't have a problem with it now. Many of you had to rationalize this, and now you're like, okay, I kind of get this, and it's okay. But they went defense, 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 defense. For all you people who were like, we need to address defense. They did. This is great.
Again, you're doing the same thing you did before.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a sly maneuver, Carl. Dukes.
What are you talking?
They went defense, defense, defense.
Is Rook a row, not defense?
Biggest trade-up of the entire draft.
Is Braylon Trice not defense?
Yes, he is.
Is Brandon Dorlus defense?
Yep.
J.D. Bertrand defense?
Sure is.
Then what are you saying? That's defense, 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 defense.
There's one thing that's left out of that equation there, Carl. cornerback. Cornerback.
Hold on. Oh, didn't they bring in some guys after the draft?
From Texas Nazarene or North Dakota State University.
Okay, so they brought in a couple of guys, Turtle.
As undrafted free agents.
They brought in a couple. What?
And you think one of those guys is going to start for the Atlanta Falcons?
Wait a minute. That's not what you said.
That's not what's supposed to happen.
That's not what.
And the guys you brought in to actually compete for the starting spot,
guys, they
Kevin King hasn't played in 2 years, and Antonio Hamilton is a rotation player.
They've got a plan. You don't go through this draft and do what they did and not know.
Anthony Sal, Mid-American Nazarene.
See, they brought in somebody.
Jaden Price, North Dakota State University.
There you go.
That feels 10 grand signing bonus.
That, you just feel the – there you go. There's two corners right there. They have a plan.
Don't you host a football podcast with, like,
it's very
two of the best football minds in America?
Does Baldy know who Anthony Sal is?
Yeah, and you're trying to tell me with that vast knowledge –
in the huddle, by the way, cheap plug.
Yeah, swimming around in that noggin of yours that you can justify some guy from – Nazareth University as a cornerback?
I can't
justify. Come on, Carl.
I can't justify. What I can say is what you're telling me is they didn't address a corner. There you go. And that guy won't be the starter because they have a plan as to what they want to do.
Who?
There is a reason why you go through this draft and you say, okay, do we feel better about what we plan on doing versus where we're at and taking a particular corner? Like, you are so up in arms today about the fact that they didn't address the draft the way you wanted them to address it. That's what you're mad about.
No. I'm not mad because
you
didn't mock.
You're mad.
Because it didn't match up to my mock draft.
Well, then why do you keep reading these names about guys we should have taken? It didn't match up to your mock, and therefore you are PO.
Because those players are positions of need for the Atlanta Falcons.
Defense.
Brandon Dorlus is a rotational defensive line piece for a team that has five guys that are playing ahead of him.
You know what we're going to say when Root gets a sack at Mercedes-Benz? Aurora.
Aurora, no.
Oh,
more like it, Carl.
I love it.
Aurora, no.
I love it. All right, we're coming back. We got more to get to. If you're just joining us, we've been taking phone calls all day. It would be excellent if you guys could finish this hour with great phone calls at 404-726-0929. I just want to know where you're at right now. You walked off the ledge. You said, I'm done. I can't believe the team did this. You're feeling like Turtle today, which I don't know why. Your phone calls are next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Oh, so glad the draft is over. So glad the Falcons did what they did. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Turtle is in for Mike. Oren is hanging out today. By the way, how's that cake, bro? How's the cake?
It's all right.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Thanks to the Falcons, they gave Mike and I a cake on Friday.
A very large cake.
It really was.
Very large.
When we were up there, and we put out a picture on social media, and it just said basically, you know, Dukes and Bell, number one show, blah, 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 and we were very appreciative of it. But they brought a portion of the cake back to the studio, and did Jersey Mike have any of that cake, by the way?
I hope he did. He was the one who lugged it up here.
Okay. So I know that it's been up here, but no, man, the cake is fire, right? Yeah, don't talk with your mouth full, Oren.
I've never had a Publix cake before.
Oh,
it was
good.
Delicious.
Yeah. Raheem says, not the Raheem you think.
Okay.
Put him up, C. Dukes. By the way, give out your Twitter handle.
At C. Thomas Radio.
All right, and follow the show, Dukes and Bell 929. Mike is out today. He says, I hear a lot of talk about adjusting the corner in the draft. They do, Chris. Understand that they have multiple coaches on the staff that have many years of coaching and evaluating cornerback talent. This is true. He says they obviously see something with the guys they have, and there is a plan to bring in free agents. I couldn't agree more. Listen, this is why I'm not overly obsessing about this. If you want to obsess about they didn't bring in the guy you wanted, well, then that's an issue that you're dealing with.
Or anyone.
What do you mean?
They didn't bring in anyone, Carl. It doesn't matter if it's the guy I wanted or not. They didn't bring in anybody. And they had the first two rounds to take anybody of their choosing.
And they did.
They could have taken Terrion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell,
Rook,
Kool-Aid McKinstry,
Braylon,
Cooper DeJean,
Brandon.
Ugh.
They took who they wanted.
Yeah, they sure did.
Appreciate the appreciate that text and that tweet. I totally agree with that. All right, here's the deal. We're going to jump on the phones. I want to hear from you guys. We've been doing it all day, and I know a lot of you have jumped on. Tinker, I want to know where you're at, Tinker. Where are you at now? 3 days, 4 days removed? Have you calmed down? How do you feel about the Falcons draft? Hey, man.
Oh, I was never upset, but I sure am enjoying this. I hope y'all took your blood pressure medication today.
Totally.
And I know, because I've been listening to it for 2 weeks before the draft, and anybody that called in and remotely had an idea that for a draft for a quarterback, he grilled them bad.
Oh, did he?
Slayed him.
Did he?
Slayed him.
Oh, really?
It was so bad that when it was announced, that pick was announced, the first thing I thought of was the sheetrock in his place. I was like, he's got to have some sheetrock repair somewhere.
Damn right, Tinker.
And I also call it for my credit, because that Wednesday, on last call before the draft, I told y'all we're going to shock the world.
Yes. Yeah. We did. And listen.
Shocked them, all right.
I cannot tell you. I wish, Oren, that we could just go back and play last Tuesday's show, that first hour where Mike was like, you are an idiot and you're out of your mind. And I kept telling him, here's why this could happen, and he didn't want to believe it, and neither did you. And then it played out. Listen, I'm not telling you that people were not surprised, but once you get past that initial surprise of, that's not what I thought they needed. Remind you, that's not what you thought they needed.
Latu.
Then you start to realize the plan in place. I'm happy that we're forward thinking. I just am. Come on.
Can I ask you a question, Carl?
Sure.
Because this is actually plausible. Let's say this time last year you took a job full time at the now Infinity Sports Network. And you were a national host. Let's say you were doing the slot that our buddy JR is doing right now, doing afternoon drive in the West Coast. And your job to come on today was to evaluate every team in the draft. What grade would you give the Falcons?
It's a great question. Here's the issue with that. Because I do a national show. And because I'm not in some of the markets, meaning I don't live there and I'm not privy to the information in some of those markets, I have to talk to people in those markets. It's why when I talk about Philadelphia, I call my friends in Philly. It's why when I'm talking about Cleveland, I call my friends in Cleveland, because I want to know what's the conversation right now? What do people think about this? Before I bring it up, because nationally, here's the issue. Sometimes you can be off base because you're too far away. And so you're asking me what I would give the grade based on what?
Or locally, you can be too close.
But based on the fact that a bunch of draft analysts, who, by the way, I told you guys these mock drafts are crap. A bunch of draft analysts said this is who we should take. So because of that, I'm giving them a bad grade. I don't know what the plan is for the Cleveland Browns or the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm trying to get that information. And once I do, then I can make an assessment. I would not just give the Falcons an F because, well, I think that was the wrong pick. I said this to you guys earlier. If anybody's telling you that, then they don't know how this works. None of these guys have played a down for us, and you can't tell me that all these guys are fails.
But you also follow the league close enough to know what the team needs. You can't play ignorant like that.
Team needs versus how teams draft, it never, rarely does it work out that way. Like, the player associated with the team, and then the team needs, and then the team that actually takes a player that makes sense, it rarely works out that way. The reason why we feel good about some of these drafts is because what you thought they do, they did. We didn't. Not in the first round. So it's bothering a lot of you, like, oh, that's stupid. No, it's not. 404-726-0929. Ty, you're up next. Ty, what are you thinking, man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, Ty.
Real quick, I have two angles on the draft, that number 8 pick that I'm not hearing many people talk about, and I'm going to hit them real quick. And okay. I appreciate you all taking the call.
Thank you.
For a long time.
Thank you, man.
First one, I think that you got to look at what happened with Tony Romo and Dak Prescott. Even though Dak went in the third round, he was there when Tony got hurt. Kurt is coming off of Achilles injury. Anything can happen. Not hoping that he does, but you never know. So that's not a good pick. I mean, sorry, that's not a bad pick taking Penix at 8. Also, Russell Wilson, he got his job beating out Matt Flynn in Seattle. Flynn got signed by Seattle from Green Bay and got beat up by Russell, who was a third-round pick, but he beat him out. Now, I know Raheem said that Kurt doesn't have to look over his shoulder, but you never know. So that's all I have. I appreciate you all taking my call. You
Thanks,
have a great day.
Thank you. Why are you laughing?
One thing.
What?
Come on, man. You're equating Matt Flynn to Kirk Cousins?
Matt Flynn got 10 men, I was guaranteed.
You're equating Matt Flynn to Kirk Cousins.
3 years, both 24 million, 10 million guaranteed.
You think the Michael Penix pick is okay because Russell Wilson okey-doked Matt Flynn in Seattle a decade and a half ago?
They were ready for Russ to take that job the moment they signed Matt Flynn. $10 million guaranteed. $10 million guaranteed was all that was promised to Matt Flynn.
I'm not debating you guys. I think the Flynn situation was and is different. But what he's saying is the premise isn't. The Dak premise isn't. That's why these examples play. And why is it okay? Let me ask you guys this too. Why is it okay when other teams do stuff like this, but it's not okay for our team?
What team does this?
Why? Why is it okay? I just told you the Packers drafted Jordan Love.
The situation couldn't have been more different,
Were
Carl.
Were they paying Aaron Rodgers a lot of money?
Yes, but they also had a complete team around him and were a perennial playoff squad. The Falcons are coming off their worst stretch in the past couple of decades. Come on, man. Again, you're too big of a football fan to play into some of these semantics. You know what I've gathered today, Carl?
What semantics? These are facts.
You know what I've gathered
today, Carl?
They drafted
Jordan Love. He set the bench. Aaron was making a lot of money. They had a succession plan. There was forward thinking. And guess what? Now Aaron is gone, and nobody in Green Bay is complaining. Why is it okay when other teams do this, but we do it and we're idiots?
We know that you went out to your nice fancy dinner on Saturday. And then you know what you did all day on Sunday?
You know what? That dinner was perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what you did on
perfect.
Sunday?
It was perfect.
You did yoga all damn perfect day because steak. You are stretched out and you are twisting yourself into quite a knot.
That dinner was
with
perfect.
Some of these arguments that you've been putting out there today, Carl.
Perfect.
You put on the Lululemon And you were doing all sorts of backstands and stuff, man.
I'm sorry that you cannot get on board like so many smart Dukes and Bell listeners and phone callers a day.
Dukes got Lululemon?
Who have called in and expressed so eloquently.
Perfectly, Carlos. Just like
word
this,
you
just like, the just like the foie gras.
Oh, it was perfect. And they've been on point about why this is okay. I'm sorry you don't like it, Turtle, but it's just what it is.
The fact that you compare the Green Bay Packers situation 5 years ago when they were winning 13 games a season.
Why draft? Okay, so let me ask you this. When you're winning 13 games a season, why draft a quarterback?
Because Aaron Rodgers was 34 at the time.
Oh, well, how old is Kirk Cousins?
Carl.
Answer it.
He's whatever he is. He's 36.
Correct.
Aaron Rodgers had been an established quarterback there for 12 years at that point.
So you
won a Super Bowl.
Right. So why are you looking for another quarterback? Why are you drafting a quarterback? You're winning 13 games a year. We haven't been winning jack. Why not?
Because your organization has built up enough collateral over time to justify doing it.
And nobody liked it, though.
But the Falcons haven't done crap, Carl.
But nobody liked it when they drafted him. You know what they said? The organization screwed up because they needed to get Aaron Rodgers more weapons. And he goes back out and wins 13 more games. See, all of this is overplayed until we do it. And then you go, well, that was a dumb move. Other organizations have done this.
What have I seen from the Falcons since Terry Fontenot took over as GM that has led me to believe that up until this point, we can justify doing that? That's a luxury, Carl. That's because you have a GM and organizational structure in place.
Here's what I will tell you about what we've seen. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and take more of your phone calls. It's easy. Right? 404-726-0929. We're not going to go away from this. So Lance and Steve and Billy, you guys, you want to get your calls in on where you're at with the draft. I certainly want to hear from you here on the show. This is what I would tell you about what we've seen from Terry Fontenot. What he did or what they've done now recently in the offseason and in this draft is the one position they haven't gotten right. That's what I would tell you. And he'll be damned if that's going to happen again. That's what I will tell you. They went out and they knew what they were doing in free agency. Jesse Bates was a hit. They've signed guys. They've brought in guys that have worked. This is the one thing that they haven't gotten right. All right, we're coming back. More of your thoughts. 404-726-0929. We usually do our last call, but that's tonight's last call. We are finding out where you're at. Maybe you wear a turtle. Are you going to be all right tonight? You need cholesterol or something? What's going on? Look how upset you are.
Listen, man, I'm fine. I just don't understand how you could possibly take the position that you're taking right now, man.
What, that this was a good draft?
That it was even a respectable draft.
Oh, my goodness. All right, your call's coming up.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, 7 o'clock, Abe's got you for a full show. We'll
he
talk to him.
Hot, by the way, too. Ooh, you think Chris came off to just wait until Abe pops in there at 7 o'clock.
Are you co-signing on Abe tonight, too?
You know what? We'll see what happens.
All right, just asking.
I got a co-sign on.
Well, I think he's agreed with me more than you today. So
who?
Warren.
Of course he has. You guys planned this before the show.
There was no planning.
I saw you wink at him earlier in the show.
Was no wink. I had something in my eye.
Yeah, you winked.
It was an eyelash.
And then he came at me, and then he did some kind of hand sign like he was with the Braves, and then you went back at me.
Throwing signals. Yes,
that's what y'all were doing in here. Yes, exactly.
Intercept Carl's point.
404-726-0929. Larry D.
I'm Acuna. He's Albies, Carl.
Well, you guys were making those signals. I was like, what the hell's going on here? Carl, you said it exactly right. Doesn't matter what the public, so-called national media thinks in drafting Penix. Terry said, our quarterback room has held us back. Has it? And I'm not going to let it happen again. It's so true. And I think it's okay to plan for now. You know what I equate this to? If you save, you're saving now because you need to save a little bit to have, right? But you're also saving for the future. And you have to do both. If you don't, you're cheating yourself. And I think for the first time, I can truly say that the Falcons are trying to think in that fashion. You can't do this at every position, but you can do it at the most important position.
Realistically, Carl and Chris, if everything goes right for the Falcons this year, what is the most realistic best-case scenario for this team?
Playoffs.
Just making the playoffs?
Oh,
How far in the playoffs do you think
can I just get to the playoffs? It's been so long.
Just get into the playoffs.
No, can I get to the playoffs?
You can't, no.
Why?
Because you signed Kirk Cousins to a two-year, $100 million guarantee.
Okay, so that is supposed to guarantee you what?
Advancing through the playoffs.
How far?
At least to the conference championship.
Wasn't it Raheem who was he was on that Keyshawn podcast and talked about how like he Super Bowl with the team and the quarterback right now. He said that he wouldn't be the coach here
if they had
better quarterback play. So it can't just be with this team just making the playoffs next year. No. It has to be. They have to advance some sort of way in the playoffs.
Listen, I am tempering my only because it's been so long and we've seen what has happened. I am tempering my expectations, but I do expect the playoffs. That's not changed for me
because they didn't draft a cornerback.
No,
I'm
tempering my expectations. I'm tempering my expectations because you feel that way. I'm tempering my expectations because I know once you get into the dance, anything can happen. But if you want to sit here and go, they need to be in the NFC Championship game because you're paying Kirk Cousins $45 million, that's no guarantee. That's not going to get it done.
So then why do you do it?
You do it because he's a comparable quality quarterback who gives you a better shot than what you previously had here. That's all I can ask.
So does Michael Penix Jr.
That's all I can ask. All right, let's go to Lance. Lance, where are you at on this? Have you calmed down a little bit? Or are you still hating what the Falcons did?
Hey, Lance.
Hey, man.
No, I'm good, Dukes, with the Falcons. In all honesty, I kind of got your stance on it. You know, when the draft first started, I was kind of taken back. I was surprised. But then you think about it, it makes all the sense in the world.
Of course
I'm a PSL season ticket holder. After the season, when we had a disappointing year, everybody was upset about our sorry quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you heard about. You didn't hear nothing about the cornerbacks.
That's right.
You heard about the pass rush for sure, but it was the quarterback play that was extremely subpar. We go out and get Kirk Cousins, and I think Arthur Blank heard that. So he said, go and get me the best free agent quarterback there is. We got Kirk Cousins. I like the move. But let's be real with Kirk Cousins. He has one playoff win. Last time he was on the field, he tore his Achilles. And he's 36. Well, I'm not trying to bank our future on Kirk Cousins. So I like Terry moving to go get us a dog. Because after the playoff runs, I liked Michael Penix. I was like, I wish we could get him. And it happened. So I'll have no problem with us not having to worry about quarterback for the next, hopefully, 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with it. And I don't know why everybody's so upset because Kirk Cousins is not about to be the staple in Atlanta.
Appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
Carl, you know what the problem is with his argument, though? You didn't bring Kirk Cousins here to be the future of your franchise.
2 years.
That was his point, the caller, that, oh, you know, Kirk is going to come here to be the franchise quarterback, and we can't rely on him because he's 36 and coming off of Achilles. Wrong. Kirk Cousins is coming here to win now.
2 years, not a five-year deal.
And he can.
2 years with that third-year option, maybe, but 2 or 3 years. That's what you get from Kirk.
And he
can.
That's all. Hit Bijan out the backfield. Hit Bijan in the slot. Hit Pitts. Hit Drake. Hit Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Come on, man. He can. You've got one of the best offensive lines in the league. We can run the football. We know this. he still can. You are acting like so many folks in the ATL right now, like that's changed. None of that has changed. He still can do all of that. Let's talk to Steve.
And you can still lose 34-31.
Steve! Hey, man. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
Man, I am excellent.
I definitely appreciate you taking my call, man.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to bring up something that I haven't heard discussed, is that this was a historically bad draft for defense. You know, this is the first time in NFL history that a draft pick wasn't taken until pick number 15.
Right.
So where the Falcons were, you know, it wasn't just the Falcons that didn't like the defensive talent. It was a whole NFL. So that, and also Michael Penix was probably the most underrated player in the draft. There's a lot of people who know the quarterback position very well that really like what Michael Penix can do. So I think the Falcons made a great move by locking up, you know, the QB position for the next 10 to 15 years. And if, you know, some people don't like it, then like you were saying, Carl, I think it's just them not, you know, it didn't go the way that they wanted it to go. But, you know, if you look at the big picture and succession planning and how successful organizations in any industry, how they build and sustain talent is by having a good talent pipeline. And that's what the Falcons did.
Great stuff. Appreciate you.
But you know what, though, to the caller's point?
Another
fine.
Brilliant Dukes and Bell phone call today.
Fine.
Awesome.
You don't want to take a defensive player because it's too big of a reach? You know who was sitting right there?
Who?
Rome Odunze.
He was.
You want to be – if you're going to go all in on the offensive side of the ball, then bust that thing wide open and take Rome. Because now we're joking around about 31 points a game. Now you're talking 31 points a game with Rome Odunze as your wide receiver number two.
We still should be averaging that. If Kyle Pitts does what Kyle Pitts needs to do, and Drake London does what we've seen him do, but more of it because the quarterback play is more accurate, and Bijan in his second year is going to be more electric, and Tyler Algier, come on, y'all. Like, but there's no reason we shouldn't be sitting here right now. We don't need Rome Odunze to do that. You can do that now. But let me tell you something. You draft Rome Odunze, and God forbid, what's up, Kirk? Something happens, you know what you'll be saying on Monday? Oh, what are we going to do? We don't have – this is like the eighth year in a row. We don't have any answers at quarterback. We don't have that issue. We don't have that issue.
I'm saying that with Michael Penix Jr. as the backup, though, Carl. Because he's a rookie who's never played a snap in the NFL, would not have played in a competitive football game in the better part of a calendar year. You expect him to step right in and do what C.J. Stroud did next year or last year? Come on, man. Come on.
Why not?
Because that's the exception. That's the exception to the rule.
It was special last year.
It is, but why not? Like, am I supposed to lower my expectations because of what? Like, if Mike gets – Penix. If he gets run – he better be damn good. I'm hoping he's good, as good as we expect him to be. I'm not going to lower my expectations because, well, that doesn't happen. It is hard for rookies to win in this league. We do know that. But if you're going to tell me, like, hey, he's going to step in and be a bum, then I got to feel some kind of way about that. Not why they drafted him.
For every C.J. Stroud, there's 15 Peyton Mannings.
Yeah. Peyton Manning also threw 28 picks his first year.
Okay, yeah.
Or 25.
And then went on to be the second-best quarterback of all time.
He did. But to my point, Peyton Manning also made those mistakes. It's hard. It's not easy.
So if Kirk goes down, again, you're putting that sort of expectation on Michael Penix Jr.?
No. All I'm saying is I do expect him to have us in games and win games. I expect that from any quarterback on this roster. If he's not, then he's not doing his job. Turtle was like Dez last year. Dez didn't do his job.
No, he did not.
All right. We got Abe in here. Man, you all right? You okay?
I'm ready to go, man.
I saw
I'm like that bull. I'm like that bull that's in the corral that starts jumping before they open the gate, and they about to open the gate. Ain't no one going to last 8 seconds on me. You hear me?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I apologize, Atlanta.
He just chugged an energy drink, too.
I know.
He's about to.
That 48-ounce monster.
I don't even know what to say. I'm not even going to ask you anything. I'm just going to let you go at 7 and make sure you stay.
Let me put it this way, Carl. You've been right on a lot of things today.
Well, of course I have been.
And that's the problem.
Of course I have been. All right. So, Abe's coming up. Stay there. We got to get out of here, Big O. Guys, thank you so much. I know we ran out of time here to take more of your calls, but don't worry. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
He's obviously feeling some kind of way. It's unbelievable.
It just got like 4 degrees warmer in the studio.
It's unbelievable. Everybody just is chill. All right. Thanks to Grant McCauley for stopping by today. Also, our buddy Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Tomorrow, more guests. We're talking Braves, by the way. They're on the West Coast taking on Seattle. We'll get a little bit deeper into this. Kyle Pitts picking up the extension, the fifth year of, should I say, his fifth year option.
Josh Kendall will join us from The Athletic to break it down.
Well, we will get deeper into this because as much as we're talking about all the things that we don't have, this is, to me, getting Kyle Pitts is like getting a free agent. He was not as productive as you thought last year. And what could he be for this team? So we'll dive into that. And we got a lot more to dive into. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Oh, great job as always, despite the fact that you guys teamed up on me today. Coming up, Abe is next. Turtle, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Yeah. Guys, as Oren said very astutely earlier in the show, we are all moving towards the same goal. The point of everything we talked about today over the last 5 hours is not for me to be right or for Carl to be right. It's about the best move for the Atlanta Falcons to set themselves up, yes, for now and yes, for the future. But ultimately, we all want the same thing, a Lombardi freaking trophy. And I just don't know, based off what I saw over the last 3 days, that the Falcons set themselves up in the best way possible that they could have. And that's where my frustration lies.
I'm just going to leave you with this. Rook, raw, raw, raw. Hey, if you love this show.
Oh, you tell your friends.
You don't.
You went 6 rounds, 8 picks, and didn't take a quarterback.
Leota later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.